from WYPR and St. Paul School. It's Out of the Block, one city block, everybody's story.
My name is Nick Kruziak. I've been in this Canton neighborhood, I guess is what we're here to talk about, the Canton neighborhood. I've been in this Canton neighborhood well over half my life. I'm 75 years old now, and I've been around the neighborhood six different residents throughout the years. A high school graduate, United States Marine Corps veteran. I worked at the Port of Baltimore for 31 years, retired. And I'm kind of a fly fishing bum now. It's kind of what I do is I love to fish, camp a little bit, and I have a pretty good life. The neighborhood is what I would call a solid, it's a solid blue collar kind of a neighborhood. It's a reasonably safe pocket of the city, I would say. Came from its roots were blue collar back in when I was younger in my teens and 20s and 30s, and that has kind of changed over years with development going on, and particularly in the waterfront, the continuation of the harbor being expanded around the water, and it's a pretty nice place to live. Some things have changed. I'm one of those guys now who, when I was a younger guy, I would hear older people say that used to be this and this used to be that. For instance, maybe this house was at one time a small mom and pop grocery store, or this building here was a movie theater. So I'm used to being able, I can point out now certain buildings to other younger people that I'm one of them old guys now. Little tidbit history facts, I guess, in the neighborhood. Other than being in the service in the military and sometimes being out in Baltimore County, I guess I got here in maybe 1966. And for the most part, I've lived here since 1966, except for maybe 10 or 12 years. So quite a while. I lived in Canton. I lived here in Canton just before, just before I graduated from high school. I joined the Marines right after high school, and was away for 4 years. And when I came back, I kind of moved back to Canton, living with when you get out of service, sometimes you don't know where you're going to wind up, and I wound up back in Canton. I lived in, well, I don't know that I had a decent amount of jobs. I had a number of jobs while I was a young kid growing up in high school, working at local drug stores, grocery stores, bagging groceries, butcher shops. After getting out of the military, I primarily followed my grandfather's and father's steps and became a longshoreman and worked on a port in Baltimore for well over 30 years. It was interesting. It's an interesting life. Not a lot of glamour to it, but it provided me a decent living, and I make no apologies for that. It's okay for a person to have a good wage, make a decent living, and if you're blue collar, so be it. I think my grandfather was became a longshoreman first in my family, and I really can't go. I think my great grandfather died at a young age in some type of an accident, so I really can't go back that far with any clarity. I'm retired. I've been retired for about 20 years. I was very fortunate to to be offered a package when I was younger and a younger man, and I jumped at the opportunity. And what do I kind of do now? I kind of do anything that I want. I kind of live like a dog. I eat when I'm hungry, I sleep when I'm sleepy, and I come and go as I please. I got a pretty good life. Marine Corps is the Marine Corps. I'm very proud of that. And just once you're a Marine, it stays in your blood for the rest of your life. I always knew I wanted to be a Marine when I was a young boy. And I could, probably one of the proudest things I have inside of me was being a United States Marine. Some of the jobs I did as a young age were basically in this neighborhood and a little bit beyond. I worked in a butcher shop on Saturdays, bag groceries, stock shelves. What else have I done? Worked at drugstores, but cashier in local drugstores. Worked in mom-and-pop grocery stores, stocking shelves after school and during the week. And after high school, little odd jobs here and there before I went into the service. So my longest tenure working, it was on the waterfront in Port of Baltimore. It gave me a great opportunity, and I kind of like took it. My childhood would be considered, as I look at it, and to be honest, was a little bit rough. My parents split up when I was a young kid, maybe 8, 9 years old, and that was a bit of a trauma for me. But I kind of got past that, and my parents loved me the best that they knew how. It was just I didn't understand a lot of things going on. I think, like most young people, my age at the time, sometimes things aren't crystal clear, but as time went on, things kind of revealed themselves, so to speak.
My name is Lindsay, and I live in Baltimore City in the Canton neighborhood, and I'm a professional. I work in advertising, and yeah, I get to work from home, so right now I'm on a walk with my dog. I'm actually on the operations side, so I do all the number crunching on the back end, and we actually advertise for several nonprofits in the area. And we basically advertise for anything if anybody wants to use us to do that. I personally am an introvert, so I don't always like to be around people, and I work better alone, which is really good for me with the type of job I have in operations. I don't always need people talking to me when I'm trying to figure out numbers and things like that. But I do think working in the office is good for a lot of people. It's very good for collaboration, and it's good for morale boosting, and it's good for making friends too. So there are positives and negatives. It's a pretty small operation. We have about 4 sales reps, so they go out and try and sell our business to advertisers, and then there's just 3 of us in operations, and then just a few others. So we're very, very small, and we don't even have an office to go to. Everybody works from home. When we get what we call a campaign, when we sell a campaign for a client, It's my job to put it out there into the world. So when you're scrolling on your phone, watching a TikTok, and you see an ad pop up on your phone for something, that's something that I would do. I would buy that space so that someone like you is seeing that ad at that time. We've done work with the DEA for their, they have a drug take back program. So when you have a prescription drug and it's, you don't need it anymore, and you don't have anywhere to, you don't want to throw it out and you don't want to give it to the wrong people, they have a program where you can take all of your prescription drugs back. So that's a nice one that we do. And we do one for anti-gambling. There's a lot of sports gambling that's going on right now with the apps and everything. So we did a campaign to help promote anti-gambling and help with those kind of resources.